This is the Pew Talk America Radio Network.
Back from my little break just in time to say hello, people.
Hello.
You're spending time with Barbara Seville again.
No, I have not. But there was that commercial still reminds me of the little, I think it's for Cricket Wireless or one of them, and it's the little cartoon characters on his own. Hi, and he's like, bye. That's all they say. It just makes me laugh. Oh, well. Hi, everybody. Still in the chat room going. I got Jenny and Joe and Anant and Nero, and I think my mom is still listening, and so much going on. Al Perkins is not with us this week.
He's not dead or anything.
Other people to spend a Tuesday with, so he's not with us, but that's quite all right. Well,
they're doing boy things. I can't wait to hear about their adventures.
Al's probably exhausted, I'm going to guess. We'll figure that out. But coming up now, we have Kat Carlson and whatever the hell she's going to do. What are you going to do?
Whatever's on the wheel.
Oh, shizzle manizzle.
That's all I got. That's my new.
That's your new thing.
That's my new segment.
Hang on, I got to figure. I just closed out. No, I didn't.
God damn it.
What?
This is why we can't have nice things.
This is why? Well, I'm used to Al talking for 4 hours.
That's true.
That's true. Marty just
left.
We've
done a great job. We filled a lot of time. We solved a lot of things.
Yeah, we talked about.
We solved the great almond milk.
Milk teats.
Debacle.
Whatever that was.
The great almond milk debate.
Come on, wheel. Where's the
almond milk caper? Do you want me to send it to you?
No, I got it. Here it is. Oh, my God. We have to make sure we're squared around in here. There's lots to do with regards to this wheel. There's positioning.
Yeah.
Things to happen. Okay, so we got the wheel. We got it placed. Now, here's the wheel. There we go. There's the wheel. We're ready to go. It's going to click, and we're going to click the wheel.
We click, and we find a topic, and then we say whatever we have to say about it. Sometimes a lot, sometimes a little.
Here we go. What's the first topic?
First topic is going to be...
The Broadway pooper.
The Broadway pooper. Our friend Sean Nerdahl sent this to me this week.
Sean.
I'm going to read it to you.
Okay, go ahead.
With as straight of a face as I can.
Do what you can. Good luck.
A mystery pooper is tormenting Broadway. A mystery pooper has turned Broadway into the Great Wipe Way, laying waste to audition rooms by using them as a personal potty and revolting thespians.
That is horrible to do for thespians.
The stealthy stink bomber struck during tryouts for Magic Mike the Musical.
Stealthy stink bomber. Come on.
And again, let's see, Magic Mike the Musical at Pearl Studios at 500 8th Avenue on February 26th, and again on March 6th. At the Ripley Greer space down the block. There was a lot of disbelief, said actress Eunice Bay, of the first incident when she saw a show rep slip on something on the floor.
Whoa!
She stopped and said, "Oh, I just stepped in shit."
Wow.
We all laughed, thinking she was using the slang version of shit to mean a general mess. But then we all began to smell it. Fellow auditioner, Allie Faye Munka, said the first theory was that someone carried it off the street on their shoes, but there was no way that was possible, given that it looked like, a fresh pile.
A deposit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Theater insiders have plunged in with their own hunches about what might have prompted the dastardly deposits.
Wow.
Some suspect the poopetrator wanted to dump on the Actors Equity Association. This, after the union aggressively promoted the hashtag Ask If It's Equity campaign, which urged ticket buyers to find out if a show they wanted to see was a union production. The Magic Mike audition was an open call, meaning both union and non-union actors were allowed to try out.
Mm-hmm.
Non-union hopefuls often complain that Actors Equity mistreats them. But Broadway actors are upset that some shows, including SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, go on tour with non-union performers who earn about 4 times less than Equity members. Sad for them. 2 days after the first deuce dropped.
Wow.
Someone launched Ask If Shit Equity on Twitter, the hashtag. Actors, being actors, they gleefully posted spoofs of the scat attacks, including a singing send up from the cast of the prom musical, which got 6,647 views on Twitter. That's awfully specific.
Yeah, that really is.
Super specific. In another skit based on an SVU-style show called SPU, the
that
special,
made me laugh. Oh
special
my God.
Pooping Pooper unit.
Of course.
God, that made
a Detective
laugh.
Brown demands a witness. Any details you could help us flush out? The puns in this are deep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I fucking loved it.
One actress was grateful for the comic relief. Mm-hmm. Alexandra Rose posted her thanks to the serial pooper for getting me through this particularly arduous audition season. Others wondered if a jittery performer, perhaps on the Altea diet, popular with Broadway stars, simply couldn't get to the bathroom on time. Right. At press time, no one knew who was leaving this shit everywhere.
That's right. It's apparently no one's been found.
Okay.
There it is.
49 seconds ago, the Associated Press posted that Disney closed its $71 billion acquisition of Fox Entertainment, thereby putting Cinderella, The Simpsons, and Star Wars all under one roof.
Ah.
Just in case you needed to know that.
Wow.
Do we...
Joe had something in there initially at the beginning of the show, but just the headline.
Oh, what did he say?
Infamous Jack the Ripper serial killer might be identified through DNA. Yeah. Oh. And as Joe pointed out, still dead. You know, but
23andMe, I'm telling you, don't fucking. If you plan on doing crimes, don't sign up for this shit.
Tell
your family not to. My grandparents just did it, so now I'm fucked. If I want to do crimes, they'll find me through them.
You're not doing any crimes.
You don't know.
I know you. All right.
Maybe I'm planning crimes.
Okay. Spin the wheel. Here we go.
All right.
See where it goes. Yep. I don't even remember what's on there.
What's this one? Tony Awards has a host already. Yes, I read this. Go ahead.
Just announced today. I'm very excited. He was super successful when he last hosted in 2016.
Great. Mm-hmm.
He's hilarious. He's a fan. He is a Tony nominee himself. Mm-hmm. James Corden to host this year's
Tony
Awards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very excited. There's nothing to be said about it. Oscars, get your shit together.
Yep. Yeah, and for real.
Hire people that love movies.
And I'm sure some douchebag will figure out some way to do it, but there's absolutely nothing controversial about James Corden.
No, nothing.
He's not gay. Nope. He loves to sing, dance. He's an actor. He has a talk show. He's from the UK.
He's amazing.
Like, I don't know.
Loves his wife.
Loves it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What in the hell could you possibly find?
It's not Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
It's James Corden.
No, it's James Corden. Nope.
No. It would be, Neil Patrick Harris would also be lovely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, I would endorse that 100%. But no, it's James Corden for his. But I do that.
Funny.
Yeah.
He's very funny. Yep.
Yeah. Way better than Kevin Spacey. That year was awkward.
There are a lot of awkward.
And even the James Groban and Sarah Bareilles was like,
let's go back.
That's true. Yeah. You're right.
Let's go back to the wheel.
See, there's not much to say about some of these things.
What's next? You're right. What's this one going to be?
I don't know.
Florida weed.
As if Florida didn't have any other problems, it's now legal to smoke your weed in Florida.
Oh, God.
When did that start?
The voters voted it in, and the governor signed it this week.
Oh, so it went into effect immediately.
Signed it in.
Wow. All of a sudden, Florida, I think it just became more chill. Like, everybody just calmed the fuck down in Florida.
Hashtag Florida more chill.
Is that what's going to happen?
Well, maybe they're going to give up bath salts to, they'll stop eating off people's faces. And
the alligator skin will go away and they'll all just be stoned.
Look at you. Yeah, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. It's actually been 2 years since Florida voters approved legal marijuana.
Okay. Yeah.
But they had a dickhead for a governor, so. Mm.
So wait, so is this like full-on recreational? This is like, smoke them if you got them?
Yeah, smoke them if you got them.
Wow, all right.
Yep, it's been a long time in the making. Floridians, as they're called.
They are.
Yes,
overwhelmingly voted in favor of a constitutional amendment to allow, actually, medical marijuana. However, in 2017, then-governor and...
asshole.
Yeah, real fine guy. Governor Rick Scott...
Rick!
...signed a law that banned marijuana smoking in all forms. The ban was overturned on Monday when Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation to repeal it.
Good for them.
Right.
Well, hopefully that means less Florida Man stories are going to come out in the next several months.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I misspoke. It is medical marijuana, not recreational.
Oh.
But I mean, the line is really fine there.
Yeah, it's a gateway
really
drug.
Really fine line.
They'll figure it out.
That's true.
There are people that I know that have medical marijuana cards that I'm like,
yeah, but do you need that?
That anxiety is real bad, is it?
Yeah. Oh, no, and that's the thing, and I always...
And it's fine. I'm not opposed to it. Like, do what you got to do.
Give two shits.
Jump through whatever bureaucracy you got to jump through to get what you want. I don't give a shit.
But yeah. Right, but then why don't we just call it smoke marijuana?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just call it marijuana.
Yeah.
And just smoke it. Yeah. Like,
or eat it. Like, it's all edibles. It's all fucking gummy bears and shit now.
But at the same, just don't call it medical marijuana anymore. Just make it so
because all the people that were raising all
the yourself a license. Call it a license.
Exactly. Whatever you need.
Call it a license.
Yep.
Whatevs. But I'm in.
Yep. All
right, we're gonna do one more on the old wheel of love and tennis.
That's I don't know which one I want it to be. There's so many good ones.
Oh, can't have that again.
No, respin.
Respin again. Oh, what's this one?
So this is...
It's just a cry for help.
Wow.
We shortlined that one.
No. So...
Fuck.
So... Val Perkins the III.
Yeah, of course.
Referred to us in entertainment last week, a charming little show called Please Like Me. It's available on the Hulu.
Okay.
And it's charming. I am in hook, line, and sinker. Okay. I've abandoned all other television until I finish this little show. It's the cutest thing. It's an Australian production, which makes me very much want to go to Australia now, because I'm quite certain that they're all like the seven people that are in this show. But
exactly.
Yeah. Super, super.
Everyone is.
Yeah. Just cute and dumb and fun. And like the theme song is stuck in my head.
Is this
and
a
just,
porn?
Okay. It's not a porn. No.
Cute, dumb, and fun. Standby.
No. It's about a bunch of 20-somethings just being 20-something and stupid. And the one character, like very early on, comes out as gay. And he's just kind of an awkward, quirky guy. And I am on board and would like to second the recommendation.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
All right.
Only on Hulu.
On the Hulu is the only place that I know to get it.
Okay.
But I don't get television other places. So
please like me.
Well, I will share like with you two things that I watch. Mom, if you're still listening. If not, I will tell you in person. Just perusing through, and I can't recall if this one was on the Netflix, if it was on my Prime Video. Not sure which one it was on, Mom. Called Bill Murray Stories. Mm. It is a guy who does a documentary about all the Bill Murray stories, which I didn't realize was a thing.
I didn't either.
Bill Murray shows up everywhere.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I didn't realize.
So
that. That's what you mean, Bill Murray stories. Okay.
That's what threw me off, because I thought, is it going to be Bill Murray telling stories? I'm like, well, I'm down for that.
Sure, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I love Bill Murray.
He'll just walk into a party.
Right. So this guy, the guy that did the documentary, goes to all of the people who have the stories. He went to, I think it's either North or South Carolina, where several of them go, because there's a minor league baseball team that Bill Murray owns.
Oh, sure.
There, okay. So he's there all the time. Mm-hmm. He went to this guy goes to London. He goes all these different places and tracks
That's
down.
Cool.
But it's really cool. But it was and
That's cool.
You just love Bill Murray anyway, because he's Bill Murray.
Yeah. Right.
But when I finished watching it, like I'm just laying in bed chilling watching this, and it's like, well, I just felt good.
That
people like
good.
Bill Murray were out there.
Yeah, that's so fun.
He'll apparently like show up, like he'll crash a wedding.
Yeah, just show up.
Yeah, crash a wedding, go in, take pictures, just walk up to people, be like, hey, how you doing?
The one of the stories that they talk about is he walks into like a frat party or whatever, some party at a deal, and realizes he walks into the kitchen and realizes that nobody had been washing dishes. So he starts washing dishes. He just stood there and washed all the dishes.
That's awesome. Jenny said it's on Netflix.
That's okay. Yep. It's on Netflix. Yep. Got it. Bill Murray's got it. Thank you, Jenny.
I love it.
So if you haven't watched, it's funny. It's like 70 minutes or so. I haven't even seen that. It starts out weird because you're like, what are these people talking about, these stories?
Right.
But then the guy goes in and you see him start the documentary. But it's cool. There's this one story about him being at with a frat party and a band, and he shows up in a car with all these girls that have a girl band, and he's their roadie, and he loads in their equipment, and the cops show up, and the guy's like, Bill Murray's in here, so if you want to tell him to calm down, you go ahead.
Yeah, right.
And Bill Murray meets the cops at the door with a tambourine and invites him in. Like, he just shows up.
That's anyway, fantastic.
So Bill Murray Stories is very cute.
I love it.
Based on Al, so I think it was maybe it was last week he talked to us about this. Again, I can't recall if it's Netflix or if it was my Prime, because they're just interchangeable at this point. The new Studio 54 documentary.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I can't think of his last name now. Stargard? Anyway, the other one. Very interesting. I learned a lot about Studio 54 that I didn't know because I never knew it was actually a TV studio converted into a... Ian Schrader.
Schrager. Oh, I didn't know that.
I never knew that it was a CBS television studio that game shows and things used to be shot in that had been sitting dormant for all these years. It's an actual theater.
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
I don't listen to Al. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he talks about the different
sets that they would bring out for the different parties and what they did to the balcony, which I don't remember, but it was crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the balcony. But it's... I just tune him out. And I'm one of those people that needs to see it. Like,
he's
need
the
to
little
see
bald guy. Yeah. He's a nurse.
I recognize him if I see him.
I mean, he works in a restaurant.
Yeah. But
strong, confident woman.
But the Studio 54 documentary was very interesting because I actually...
Missy Al Detective.
I had no idea why... I didn't know they went to jail. I didn't know any of this shit. Sure. I knew nothing about this other than it was just a great party place that only lasted like 36 months.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's a very cool documentary to watch, and it's all said from Ian, who really didn't ever talk anything about this whole story ever. And the people that were in the studio, you know, a bouncer and a security guard and their lawyer, and all these people are in it. And the interesting thing is, who was their lawyer in this whole thing? Neil Cohen. Neil Cohen, who fucking the dumpster fire keeps saying, "Where's my Neil Cohen in all this?" Interesting, because it's all in New York.
Sure, right.
So all these people, But anyway, Studio 54.
Which, I was like, why do I know that name?
Yeah. You know what's funny is well, it's not funny. It's just a fact. I scroll through all the different series and things, and I look at all. I just don't have any interest in any of the series. I like the documentaries. I like something that's educational to learn about something.
Right. There are series that I've seen that I would like to, like I'll put them on my watch list or wish list or whatever it is. And I think, oh, that one looks really good. Nope, I'm with you. I go right to the documentaries.
Now, I'm not saying I couldn't, I will later binge watch something if I can go through. If I can storm through all of it.
I love doing that.
Like, there was a documentary that I watched about them building a bridge in Dubai that was just fascinating. Okay. How the hell they did it all.
Sure.
But it was in a series of how did they build it or largest things they build in the world or whatever it was. Yeah. But it was just one segment of it.
There's a TV show that's on that's about houses that actually makes me think of you when I've watched it because it's just strangest houses. That like they go around this guy and gal go around the world and they're not together. It's just a team, right, for the TV show. And they look, and it's some of the most odd, intricate, fascinating homes that you're like, how in the hell? Mm-hmm. And the window you can swim out to get, you know, with the infinity pool and
that seems fun.
And your master bedroom, you have to walk down these stairs, and then you pull the bed out from the bottom step.
Oh, I would fucking love that.
Right?
Did you make your bed?
What?
Yep.
I mean, it really, like, everything was, so everything had a place and was put away and was very, and then you could... You know, like a Murphy bed.
Listen,
right?
Murphy beds are some of my very favorite things.
I've never used one.
I had a friend of a friend who lived in a tiny, tiny little apartment in Long Beach, California. That apartment was about as big as this room.
Okay.
And the bed, I'm not quite sure what was on the other side of that wall or where it went, but it was a pullout. It looked like a dresser.
Yeah.
And then you pulled on the drawers and the whole bed just like wheeled out from the wall.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not sure like what was happening on the other side of that wall. I wasn't really paying attention enough.
To be curious about that because
I was in Long Beach for other reasons. Like,
right,
we're not doing this.
They have been drunk.
Yeah, probably was most of the time, really.
Good thing, honestly,
it was a long time.
You're
ago.
In Long Beach, why not?
I used to drink.
Sure. But it's fascinating. So those shows. I have on my wish list watch list. And so those I can go in because you don't have to become committed to anything. Right? It's not like you have to watch this week and then next week this will happen. You're like, meh, I can watch this whenever. Those are really cool. I'll have to get the name of that and send that to you guys because I think that I just knowing how you love to kind of put things together and see how things work really is pretty fascinating. To you're like, how did you get all of that out of, you know?
Yeah.
And then the only other thing was one that I had told you about, and it's the James, the Amazing Randy, that Honest Liar.
I watched that too.
What did you think?
Interesting.
It's on Netflix, and it's also on Yidio. I don't know what this is, but it's something free.
No, an Honest Liar. It was interesting, but it didn't do what I thought it was going to do. It was more. Okay. It was more of the story. Yeah, he debunked some stuff, and you know, I get the thing with the televangelist, all kind of right. But really, it was the story about how he was actually wrapped up in and living a lie with his partner, that then had to become a citizen, and he was stealing an identity. Like it didn't.
It went in a different direction. Yeah.
However, I agree. I was looking for more of a, literally him debunking.
Yeah.
More of how these scams are pulled off and how things are done with not necessarily magic, because I do still enjoy
that fascination.
I do like, how the fuck did they do that? Like, but there are some of those things that scam. But the one from the televangelist who was doing that I knew of. I mean, I'm from the Bible Belt of this country. Sure. I've seen a lot of those. Sure. Those what they used to call them, the revival tent preachers,
who
would show up and miraculously save people from all this kind of bullshit.
Healed.
No, all that.
Well, and what I just took far more out of an Honest Liar, it's called. I just took far more out of it than that end part of the story. Like with watching that, it led me down a different path of, with that, how many people in our day and age right now that are so gullible and believing so many people that are so full of shit, whether on Broadway or in Washington, D.C. Well, actually, on Broadway, they're not full of shit anymore.
Not anymore.
They're devoid of it.
Yeah,
actually.
They're devoid of it. You know, and Nance saw the James Randi documentary. I'm fascinated by how people will go in because of what we so want to believe, right? And you've given all this information and you think that you can simply go to this human being and that they can, I see this. And the one part where the guy looks, that jackass looks at the mom who had brought her son, who had tumors.
Yeah.
And said, healed. What the fuck?
Because people then stop taking medications and people stop going to the doctor and they believe that it's there's fictitious God.
He said, I'm healed.
Yeah, that's, it just drives me insane.
And so it was more that all of a sudden that I've been really more perseverating on, really, and thinking about that kind of stuff, and fascinated by that. Where do people go with that? Like, what is their thought process? I get you want to believe that. But I'd love to do the follow-up with those people.
With the people who are cured?
Cured.
Right.
Because in watching that, I'm not kidding. I would love to find out about that little boy. What happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, we probably know that what the outcome of that one.
Right,
but like the other ones, the women who can all of a sudden walk and can do all their sight problems, that's all staged in plants.
Yeah.
So there's no follow-up really with that because they found out that they were... Oh, I'm looking for Mary Smith. She's in a red dress. I feel like she's in a red dress. And then Mary Smith
and
walks
you can
up.
Walk.
Right.
You're healed.
Put your cane down. Run through her. And then they just run.
And they run.
Yeah.
They've never met before, except that's his aunt.
Right. And she's on payroll. Fucking
correct,
people.
Correct.
Fucking Chucky.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway.
Chucky.
But that this I thought was fascinating.
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, those two things on there. But again, they're documentaries. And the unfortunate thing is, I only think to watch them like... because I don't really watch much TV. The news is on all the time.
Yep.
I do make my special Rachel moment. We sit and we watch. But laying in bed, it took me forever to get through the one I watched. My cousin Mike that visited us had sent me a text, and I watched the one called Behind the Curve about the flat earthers. And it took me...
I saw you had something
three
about
three or four days of watching it because I kept nodding off because it was so boring. Like...
Documentaries can be dull.
But it wasn't even interesting. Like, you people are just so stupid. Like
Peter Popoff, that's correct.
It just, yeah, Peter Popoff, exactly. He was the televangelist who they outed.
Yeah.
But it's just, I it wasn't even interesting. Their belief that the earth was flat wasn't even interesting enough to keep me awake.
Right.
So I had to watch it in several segments.
Sure.
And the fact that they have conferences and they have all these things, but what I did love about it, and spoil, I'll just spoil the end of this for you because you're going to want to watch it to see how they do this.
Yep, that's right, Jenny.
At the end of it, at the end, during the entire setup of this whole thing about the flat earthers, there is one group out of California somewhere that was trying to prove that it was, that the earth was curved.
Okay.
And their test for doing this was, they had a laser beam, and they had set, I guess this was on a roadway somewhere, maybe next to a riverbank. I'm not exactly sure where they were, but they had three different points. They had the beginning where the laser was, they had the end, and in the middle, there was another point. And somehow they had measured them all, that the mark was X, however it was. I forget exactly how they did it. But they had even said to themselves, Earth is flat. We should be able to shoot through the laser beam through the holes, and we should see it on the final piece of wood or whatever the fuck they had, right?
Okay.
If we can't, the Earth is curved.
Mm.
So they go through,
smart.
So they keep trying and trying to do this whole test, and then they actually get to the very end. Like, I think it's even after the credits roll. They cut back and it shows them do it, and I'll be damned if it doesn't prove that the Earth is curved. And then they just go right to black. And it's just... They proved themselves out of their entire documentary that the Earth was flat. It's just
that's really funny.
It was. I love that. Kind of funny, but again, I just, it's insane that people, you don't believe in science. I don't get that. Right. I just facts, figures, analysis.
Well, and we've talked. You know, we've talked before, and it was actually maybe the only time that Katz actually pulled at my heartstrings. With just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm playing with your friend.
No, I'm surprised that happened.
I know, right? Right? But when
I'm usually a pretty unsympathetic case here.
Well, like, well, fuck that one, bitch. It was an interesting thing that has stayed with me about the fact when I was commenting. I don't remember what story I was doing, but about people that get caught up in, and how can people get caught up in, like, cults. And how is that a thing? How do you believe Charles Manson? How do you believe Peter Popoff? Jim Jones?
Did I have a compelling case for why I believe that people do that? Oh,
yeah.
That seems right.
And it was the
shame you don't remember.
I know, right?
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure if I started talking, I would. But carry on.
Yeah, the basic idea is that, you know, if you kind of feel like you're wandering.
Mm-hmm.
That
you're just looking to belong.
You're looking, yeah, and that you could be lured into that kind of thing. And I look at it and go, "Come on!" But and then I heard you say that, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah." Well, that's why people get to religion in the first place. Like, it's a community.
Absolutely.
It's a place to belong, and it's a thing that explains the things that you can't wrap your mind around.
Right.
And I actually think religion has a good place in society. I think that the institutions are doing terrible things.
Absolutely. The organization of it is the
I think problem. The concept of it is very comforting and very helpful to people who don't who aren't necessarily strong enough to just face hard things.
Absolutely.
Because not everybody is. Not everybody can just look at their house being on fire and go, "Oh, well, that's happening.
We're going to have to rebuild that."
We're going to have to do something else tonight.
Bigger barn. You know, yeah. But,
you know.
So they just say, "Well, Satan caused my house to burn down." Is that like where they go and God couldn't stop him?
No, it has to be incredibly comforting to be able to believe that the bad things that are happening, that the struggles that you are having have
purpose.
Some sort of good purpose, right? Mm-hmm. It has to be incredibly comforting. Like, I don't ever feel that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not a thing that I believe or a thing that I feel, but it has to be incredibly comforting to be able to say, you know what, this is just something that I have to get through. This is somebody's plan. There's something good going to come out of this
and
shitty week.
And I can easily tell you
I think that's a wonderful thing that religion can give to people.
Sure.
That belief, spiritual,
just
whatever
faith
you want,
of some sort. Right.
Just that belief. I think that is wonderful for the people.
Fucking pterodactyl.
get it.
Fuck. God, yeah. God, yep, and I'm with Jenny.
Religion, he's just here for the entertainment value.
Bite the fuck out of me. I don't like him at all.
This is fun.
Yeah.
There's basically an eagle in here.
There's not an eagle. Stop it.
Nope, she's right. That's a terra fucking dactyl right there. I don't like that at all.
Anyway, yeah, but there are so many people that are so very lost and lonely. Like, mm-hmm. Of course, cults appeal to them. Of course, well, they do.
And the idea of like him being able to make someone believe that they're healed, it stresses me out. Well,
that's a little crazy. Yeah,
yeah, that part just that kind of stuff just stresses me out.
That's preying on desperation.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And the fact that, as Jenny said, that son of a bitch still has a ministry in California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, came back.
And same thing with Jim and Tammy Faye.
Well, Tammy died.
Well, right. But I'm saying the fact that he went back to jail.
Right, back on the air, mm-hmm. selling food, survival for people, food, yeah, for the end of times.
Yeah.
And yeah, just a... And people just suck it up.
They sure do.
Send him money.
And he has his new wife who's like a little mini Tammy.
It's insane that people buy into that. I've never got it, and I don't get it.
My great aunt in small town Eagle Grove, Iowa, was certainly one of them.
Yeah.
You know, would send her money and did not have a lot, but would send what she had to, God, I don't remember. Falwell?
Jerry Falwell?
Yeah.
I think it was Jerry Falwell. Oh, my God. You know, it's crazy.
It's
literally crazy. So, digress.
Good for them.
Good for them. Good on you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Dumb bitch.
Jerry, yeah, fucking hell. Did you just call my great aunt a dumb bitch?
I think that was just a general.
He's still dead. Literally, it's okay.
That was just a general.
I mean, she's still dead. Literally, okay, just happened. Fine. Yeah.
Oh, just a general. Bless your heart.
Yeah. But she really was. That really is a dumb bitch move. Like, don't do that.
Don't get it. Never have understood it. I've never understood following people like that. Like, even like somebody. Like I liked Prince. I liked George Michael. I like Cadillac cars. Sure. Like you like something. I get that. But
yeah. But if George Michael, were he still with us, were to look up and say, you know, hey, everybody, and maybe you could say, well, they do that with albums, or they do, but if he said like a specific, I need you to send me your money for blah, blah, blah. What?
No.
No, George. We're not doing that.
You put out an album, I'll buy the album.
Right.
I'll buy it, yeah, but I'm not, no, I just don't
just
see.
You support the, I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
I've raised a surprising amount of other people's money for just cause. I get it.
No, but I don't know.
For ridiculous things. I mean, granted, they eventually went to a charity, but ridiculous things. I've talked people into giving me $20 for it. I get it. I'm basically about to start a cult. You're welcome.
Good God.
If this fucker starts to like think she's a healer or some shit.
Let me lay the hands.
Keep your fucking
she's building
hands
an empire
of this fucker on you.
Yeah, so did Darth fucking Vader. Stay over there.
My God.
Darth Vader never laid his hands on me. I don't know what you're talking about. Darth Vader had gloves on all the time. This is Mr. Miyagi.
I know.
Or the ShamWow guy. I'm not sure.
Or the ShamWow guy. I know.
Oh, that's all right. Funny.
I think we've done enough damage on for a Tuesday night. We managed to fill almost the entire 3 hours without Al.
We did a great job.
Can you imagine? We'd have been here till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we just would have
been quiet.
And Al's not here next week. Or no,
I'm not here.
You're not here next week. Al's here. And then the following week, we don't have a show. We don't have a show the 9th of April, by the way.
No. Oh, right. Good. Okay, I'll just go ahead and write that down.
Here you go.
All right. I probably would have been on time that day.
Show up. We ain't doing a show.
I'll just take a picture.
Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Be sure to join a cult before we join you again next week. But as we do wrap up tonight's show, let's
join
leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys.
I got to tell you, I'm a Yelper, and you're not going to get a good review.